Hey, we haven't talked to Greg at Bait Plus and Gwynn in a couple of weeks, so let's see if we can get a hold of him across from the high school there on M35 at Bait Plus and Gwynn. Here we go.
Bait Plus, Greg speaking.
Hey, Greg, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a little time to chat?
Yes, I do.
Haven't had a chance to catch up with you in a while, and I definitely want to start with the bear hunters, and if you're hearing good things like we are from pretty much everywhere around the UP.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of pictures on cameras right now. Pretty much they're coming in at nighttime for them.
Yeah, this warmer weather has made them very nocturnal.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the scents that we, you know, they've been coming in and getting some of the scents, and they've been drawing them in a little bit earlier for them, but no success yet right here in the area.
Well, I'm hearing that they are taking kind of average numbers this year for harvests. The thing is they're seeing way more bears on cameras and nocturnally than they typically would be showing in harvest numbers, and it's because they're definitely active at night because of this heat. So
yeah.
I guess, you know, one of the questions I had for you was, we're coming into the third season here of bear hunting, and it gets a little tougher. And you have some specific things there that you're carrying for bear hunters. You just mentioned some of the attractants. Tell us what you're carrying, first of all, for baits, and then we'll get into the attractants.
We got the ice cream sandwich cookies.
Cookies, okay.
It's a cherry caramel, too. There's a cherry horrible caramel in a bucket. You can just kind of spread that around.
Ooh.
Good thick. And then the fryer grease.
You're carrying fryer grease, right? Now, what about the scents that you use? Don't you have something you can put in the fryer grease itself that you're selling?
Yeah, there is an additive that it treats up to 6 gallons of fryer grease. You dump it in there, it gives it different flavor, and it, you know, there's different flavors, and it gives it a smell, so it'll help attract you while you dump that around. There's stinky fish, roast beef, bacon, a lot of cherry and grape flavors, a bunch of different flavors for it.
And it's specifically made for fryer grease?
Yep, it's made to mix in with fryer grease. So it mixes well.
So are you selling just 5 gallon buckets full of fryer grease?
Yep, removable cap or replaceable cap on it. So you don't have to use it all at once.
And then what about the cookies? How are you selling those?
They're in bags, like a 50 pound corn bag.
That's interesting. And we'll continue with Greg. Talk more about his scents for bears, and hopefully you can maybe find something there that'll get those bears to stop being so nocturnal with this warm weather. Also, we'll get into his deer baits that he's carrying this year. So stay tuned for part two in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Thanks for tuning in today to The Outdoor Show.